And this is my co-host, Rocky.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, we can... A little bit disrespectful, but okay.
How's that disrespectful? I just said hello.
You couldn't be like, hello, or
hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. That's better? Is that what you want out of me?
There's a window right there. You can just go out of it.
Wow. Okay. So what's up, everybody? This audio oddity.
Okay, so what we did last week.
What did we do last week? What do you mean?
What we did last week.
Last week. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can get a double dose of us, me.
Not much of me, but okay.
Okay, whatever. We guest hosted on a Backlit Cinema podcast.
That was fun. I would like to say I was really nervous during that recording.
Why are you nervous? Those guys were great.
No, they are great, and that's what made me so nervous. They were all prepared and everything. I was like, okay.
I know. They put us to shame. I know.
They absolutely do put us to shame.
When I seen how much work, I don't even think he thinks he puts that much work in, but I seen how much work he puts into, you know, it's
and how much effort we put in, we're like, we just come in here, we start recording.
We just hit record. He has like, you know, fun commercials, you know, in his podcast and stuff.
And just stuff he does for fun.
Like,
we don't even take the time to do the extra little things.
No, yeah. He just puts so much work and effort. But we guest hosted an episode is up right now. It came out today. Today's Saturday, by the way. It came out today. And the movie we did, for those who don't know, Backlit Cinema Podcast. Backlit Cinema Podcast. Yes. It's a podcast that it's ran by a father and son. It's a father and son team.
Zoe and Zach.
Yeah, Zoe and Zach. And the father, what they do, they review old movies. They bond over, like he likes to say, they bond over old movies that the father grew up on, and he's introducing them to his son. And it's fun. And
it's entertaining. It's informative.
Fun. Yes, like, it's very informative stuff. You know, especially for people in my age group who didn't even know those things about those certain movies, you know, when we watched them back in the 80s and 90s, you know. And the movie we did was Willow. And
Willow was, you'll just have to find out.
Yeah. Willow, it was fun. Just go listen to the episode. It's up right now. Backlit Cinema Podcast. You can find them, I think, as Backlit Cinema Podcast
on almost all platforms.
Yeah, they're on that you can listen anywhere to you get your anywhere you get your podcast, you can find them, and also on social media. They got Instagram, they got Twitter. So
go follow them there.
Yeah, definitely check them out.
Backlit Cinema Podcast.
Yes, and while you're at it, looking for them, you can also find us, Audio Oddity Podcast, across all platforms. We normally try to have an episode up every Sunday around 10-ish a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
Ish. Because sometimes a little late and sometimes it ain't even Sunday. But
yeah, but it will not get around to like through 10 or 11.
Yeah, that's not the point. The point is that every week we're bringing you all the latest news that happened, you know, involving video games, TV shows, movies, anime that happened across the week, plus anything else that we just randomly want to talk about, because you know what, it's my podcast. And you know, our podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry. I know, our podcast, and we can talk about whatever. But yeah, so that's it. So with that said, let's get right into it. What you got for us today, and what you want to start with?
Ladies' choice today. Excuse me?
You heard what I said, ladies' choice.
Okay. A little bit of pressured and also... Okay, so...
Oh, sorry if you hear random scraw sucking on mic. I'm enjoying a nice beverage as we plan.
That's disgusting. Shouldn't.
Please don't do that. That smacking sounds disgusting. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I have several things. I went on a very... Last night was a... I've been doing so much stuff during the week and also last week that I actually have stuff to talk about. Oh my gosh, she has something to talk about. I know, it's right. It's crazy. I know. Thank you. So, so first, let's talk about...
So much stuff to talk about. Let's talk about...
Akuma blank. Dam Akumadama Drive.
Akumadama Drive. So what is Akumadama Drive?
An anime I finished and you're watching.
I thought it was Akadama. I don't know. We can't say it. It's A-K-U-D-M-A or D-U-M-A?
It's A-U...
Akadama.
It's A-K-U-D-A-M-A.
Okay. Akadama Drive. Okay, what about it?
Akudama Drive.
Go ahead. You run the show.
Oh, that was super bad.
You probably butchered this, but go ahead.
Yeah, I probably did. So, first off, wow, I finished it. But let's start off from what it was about. So, it's about this normal person, basically. Don't remember her name, but for now, let's just call...
I don't remember her name. I don't remember her regular name either. Yeah, I just remember her name they gave her.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay, so she's just a normal person, and randomly she ends up getting picked up by her police. This is all futuristic, by the way. So
It all takes place like in a futuristic. It's still like Earth and everything.
Yeah, it's still just like Earth.
It's just like an alternate future where there was a giant war, and it wiped everything out, and the society is kind of...
Well, okay, that's wrong.
No, that's right. Yeah, they did. It kind of wiped... I mean, it wiped everything out, and they had to like start over.
Well, some of it. Oh, yeah. If you really pay attention.
I'm sorry. Okay, it wiped that certain city out. Right?
Let's not. Okay, but no spoilers.
I'm trying to get spoilers. It wiped that certain city out, and they kind of had to start over. And what it is they have a class of Akudama is.
Akudama
is a class of criminal.
Oh, is it Akudama Drive?
It's Akudama Drive. I think it is. Yeah, Akudama is a class of.
I don't know why I have that T at the end every single time I say Akudama Drive.
I don't know, but what it is it's a class of criminal. That is the worst criminals.
Yeah. So
in the city. Yeah.
Our character gets picked up by the police, and she gets named as a swindler because she was trying to get this coin back to this guy, but didn't want to give her coin to pay for her food. So then she got picked up by the police. So she ends up in the same police station as six other criminals.
Yeah, we really should have practiced that word.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. That are going to rescue, or five other Akudama who are going to rescue this one Akudama who gets put to death that same day.
Who's going to get put to death.
Yeah. Somehow she gets wrapped up in the same exact place as the Akudama, and they plan to kill her, but she saved herself by saying, hey, I'm part of this too. I'm also a criminal that's been hired to... His name is Cut. To be save cutthroat.
Yeah, he's like the worst.
And
of the
my
worst.
Name is Swindler. So yeah. Swindler.
And she was posing as Akudama that was so
advanced.
Yeah,
that she
so
was
advanced that
the...
she wasn't even on the list of Akudama.
Yeah.
Because Akudama, so... whenever you're Akudama, they have a whole. You know, the police are able to scan you, and it gives your whole profile of all the crimes you've done, and also give how many years you would serve if you're caught for these crimes. So. But she had conned them into believing she was so good that she wasn't even identified yet. That's how good she was.
She
never
was. The brawler,
been
the doctor,
yeah.
the
it was
courier.
The brawler, doctor, courier, cutthroat, and what was the fake one? It was one that was in there. He only had like 4 years, but he was kind of a poser. What did she call him? I can't think of what she called him.
Yeah, me either.
It was something really simple though, like Thug Man or
low, like a lone.
Yeah,
not
it
lone
was something
shark.
Really
I want to say lone shark, but it isn't.
No,
lone
no,
shark.
No. But it was something.
I did
really
a terrible job
come,
at explaining that. I'm
I know,
sure someone could
come to me. But
I
anyway.
Did a terrible job at explaining that whole thing. But I hope you get the point. Girl gets mixed up with six criminals, basically they go on this whole adventure, and it gets really.
Yeah, yeah, it gets very, very.
It's not where you think it's going, but as you realize it's the path it's on, you realize this makes sense. Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my first one, Akudama Drive, and my first off, guess what I.
Real quick, by the way, this will be a new segment as soon as we find a name for what M can talk all her anime in one little spot. And then we'll get to like the news and
shows,
stuff.
M's shows. Doesn't have a good ringtone. I need to find something like you have rock reviews or Rocky reviews. So like,
yeah, that just kind of rolls off the tongue. But yeah,
M movies.
M, this is for production meeting. Okay, we'll work this out.
Okay.
Okay. What's your next thing?
Fruit baskets. I started that basically.
That's
simple.
An anime.
Fruits basket.
Okay.
I've
heard of that.
Very. Yeah, but you actually did hear. You actually did hear about it, and you said, "I'm not watching that M. I'm not what. I'm sorry.
I'm not watching that, by the way.
I'm not watching that M, and you'll never get me to watch it. And you literally, in the whole memory, you were just like, Imogen, you looked at me and you were like, this is dumb.
So what is Fruit Baskets about?
Fruits Baskets, it's Fruit Basket. I can't get that. I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't get, it's either Fruits Basket, it's Fruits Basket, right? I don't know. Fruits Basket.
I don't watch it.
It's about this girl who ends up living with these two guys who are part of the Zodiac thing. And they basically transform into animals who, if they get touched by the opposite gender.
Why are you laughing?
It's shoujo.
It's what?
It's shoujo.
What is shoujo? What?
I don't know how to explain that, so I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay.
It's a shoujo anime, but yeah, it's really... I mean, give and take. I'll just leave that there. Watching Fruits Baskets currently, and can I just say she's kind of a doormat. She's kind of like a doormat character, main character. She's very like, they made an actual. The original Fruits Basket is really old, so they made a remake. I'm watching the remake, not the old one. Yeah, but it's. I feel like the old. So, okay, some of the parts are really creepy. There's this one moment where he's like high school girls, and this guy's like maybe 20, 30. And he's like, high school girls. And I'm like, it's just like a split second. He's like, oh my God. She's like, oh, he's going there for his own. He's so, I don't know. She was admiring him. And he was like, high school girls. And it was really creepy. And I didn't like that.
Okay. Animes go there sometimes. And
yeah.
It's just like, you know, okay.
Why?
I understand the culture differences, but it's just like, okay.
Yeah, anyway. So I'm watching that. So there's also another. Oh, Promise Neverland season 2. You have not watched that, but
no, I have not.
I wonder why.
Will. As soon as they come out with the dubbed, I will be watching Promise Land season 2. I'm not watching it subbed. I refuse.
Okay, so sure, that's gonna take a while because it actually takes a pretty. I mean, it takes a long time to sub, so
I'd
or get
read
subtitles.
The manga that didn't watch
so,
the
sub. I'm watching the subtitles because I can actually handle that because I'm not a wuss. Sorry. You look like that, but you're not gonna watch it because it has words on it.
Call me what you want, but I don't
okay,
watch TV.
Okay, I don't want
to
give spoilers because I know people are really excited for it or. Have been people watched it already, so I'm sure they don't.
I'm pretty sure they. If you're really excited for it, you have.
I'm pretty sure they.
It,
I just noticed. I just noticed it was on.
Netflix.
I was not Netflix. Hulu.
Hulu?
Yeah,
that's
it was.
Hulu.
It's available on Hulu. Season two. It's
we watched the first season on Netflix, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hulu gets animes before Netflix, I think.
Way faster. Really? Way faster.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hulu. Hulu has it available. I'm not going to spoil anything about it. Just know it's about Emma and...
I don't remember.
Emma and what's their name?
I love your impeccable notes you take over there.
I take so many good notes. I don't know. It's basically them surviving in the outside world, outside of the farm. There you go. I'm not going to give any spoilers or any hints of what's going on in the world or how, because they give you a lot more, like, background and information on the world around us. Since season one was all about the mystery of, like, why they were on a farm.
Yeah.
Like, it was all about covering stuff up. They don't give you any information about the world. They don't give you information of what the monsters are. They don't give you.
And this one got kind of.
They don't even leave the farm until the very end.
And this one ventures out and gives you more information about the world we live in and what's going on outside the school.
Yeah, and that was really great. I appreciated that so much.
I know, I can't wait for that dub.
If you were, I don't know, not a true fan. I was so excited for it. It's not boring. It's okay. I don't even know why I brought up boring, but like, I don't know why I brought up boring. I really don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, I guess. I think that's all my anime. Fruit Basket, Akadama Drive. Genshin Impact.
Oh, no.
But I guess we can say that
now
for
the switching
this.
To video games?
No, I guess we can say that for the what you've been watching, what you've been playing. Or...
Okay. All right, we'll save it for that.
Okay, so what do you have?
I guess we can get right into my rock review for the week, and then we'll get into, like, you know, some other stuff, some other news and stuff. My rock review
when
for the week.
We need to start naming the news something like, boom, boom, boom. So, wait, we're getting into the rock review?
Yes.
Come on, do it.
I'm not doing it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Anyone wants me to play a sound before the rock review, and I refuse.
Do it.
Anyways, the rock review this week is on Mortal Kombat. Stop it. Really?
Welcome back to the rock review.
That's so corny. That's gonna sound so bad on the playback.
No,
stop it, stop it. And then it's gonna cut to like this. Anyway, okay, I'm moving on. The rock review is Mortal Kombat this week.
Mortal Kombat? I actually never played Mortal Kombat.
Really? Never played Mortal Kombat? Mm-mm.
But I've heard every time.
This is Mortal Kombat the movie.
Every time, like, me and my friends are talking and we're like, I'm gonna Mortal Kombat you or something, you know?
You just act like you know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
you really
I'm like,
don't
yeah.
know what they're talking about.
Because I know, no, I've seen like clips from Mortal Kombat. Who hasn't? But yeah.
And you just play along. Oh, yeah, you got Mortal Kombat. Oh, no, don't do that. I don't know what you mean, but oh, no. But anyways, rock review this week is Mortal Kombat. I watched Mortal Kombat last night. I think it came out. Might have came out last night. I'm not sure. Yesterday. I think it was on the 23rd. What day are we in? Yeah.
What day
I think it just came out yesterday, yeah.
I don't know the
What's
day
the
we
date?
Are in.
What's the date?
Are we all in?
It don't matter. I think it came out yesterday, Friday. And
you're just going to ignore me?
Yeah, I'm just going to ignore you. And, you know, it was okay. Okay. I wrote
to the
notes.
Lord and Savior of God. I don't.
I wrote a couple of notes here, and
Not notes. That's whole paragraphs.
So a couple of things. Firstly, the blood. Now look, the blood looked
cheekish.
But it was okay. It looked over exaggerated and fake. But.
Whoa. That's very strong.
Look, I paraphrase that. No, you don't get what I'm saying. I paraphrase that by saying this is Mortal Kombat. Of course it's going to look like that, right? I mean.
Yeah, this is a game.
It's not a game. It's a movie. This is a movie.
What?
Yeah, it's a movie came out. Yeah, it's a movie. Mortal Kombat.
Are we talking about the same Mortal Kombat?
it aired on HBO Max.
Mortal Kombat is a game.
It also came out in theaters.
What are you talking
about? Made a movie. They have like two older Mortal Kombat movies.
Isn't Mortal Kombat just a fighting game?
Yes, and they made a movie out of it.
How did they make a movie out of a final?
Well, you hire actors and you
write
a script based on the game.
What is going on? What?
You use a camera and you film it. Then
okay, stop.
Yeah, that's how they normally
do that. What plot is there?
The plot is that this plot was that you have the Earth realm, you have the outer realm, and then there are some other realms. I think it's like three or four of them, I don't know. But so Earth's champions are branded with a special marking to show that they're gonna participate in a Mortal Kombat. So each realm have their fighters.
So like dingy?
Dingy? What?
Okay.
What are you talking
Kombat
about?
Is really like I don't know, like grimy.
Anyways, Em. Okay. So each room have their fighters that are gonna go and fight, you know, in the Mortal Kombat. And if you can get 10 wins in a row, your realm gets 10 wins in a row, then you earn the right to go take over another realm. So the Outer Rim has won 9 in a row at this point of the movie. And they need one more, and then they can go take over the realm. And of course, the realm they want to take over is Earth, of course. You know, why not, right? So... basically
Earth honestly kind of sucks. We're dying.
What? Anyway, so they go. So basically, the movie follows. What are you doing? Y'all should see this. She's over here like using her phone as a mirror, and I'm not sure what's going on here.
I look like an 80s mom, rocking the mullet.
Okay, anyways.
Oh no, get back to you. I'm totally listening.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, so the so it follows a new character actually. I don't think he is in any of the Cole Young is his name. I don't think he's in any of the video games. I don't remember seeing him in any of the video games. I haven't played every single Mortal Kombat video game. But I don't remember ever hearing about him. And so
Cole
Young.
Cole Young.
Yeah, you don't know who that is.
Man, so he just said it.
Anyway, he's a I'm not gonna give away a bunch of spoilers or anything, but he has a mark. He was actually the only one. Well, I'm not okay. Maybe I shouldn't say that. How the hell I'm gonna say it. He was actually the only one born with his mark. Everyone else who had a mark, you have to either kill somebody for your mark. Like, once you kill somebody with the mark transfers over to you, and then you get to compete in a tournament. And yeah, so that's how that goes. Overall, you know, it had a bunch of no-name actors. I didn't recognize hardly anybody. Maybe a couple people from
a game. It's literally a game.
Well, a couple people from TV shows are in there. I recognize one guy that played Jax. He was on like True Blood or something back in the day. I recognize him. I didn't recognize any of the other people. I don't know. They used cheesy game, like, you know, you win, you know, a flawless victory. Like, they use all the cheesy Mortal Kombat sayings in the movie.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool and then kind of cheesy all at the same time.
I mean,
if it
gives you the same effect, then yes.
I don't know.
I believe it's accurate.
I don't know. Accurate? I didn't like the main character, Cole Young. I just wasn't feeling him. I don't know. He'll probably be in the next video game if he's not already. I think the movie heavily benefited from it being COVID and all that. Because I think on any other regular year, this movie would have been like straight to DVD or something, and nobody would have like, unless they got some more major actors.
That's what
in there.
Honestly, that's what I was thinking whenever you said Mortal Kombat was a movie. Wouldn't it seems like one of those things that would go straight to DVD.
Yeah, I don't feel like this would have been able to, because it's able now to go straight to HBO Max or whatever. It got a little buzz or whatever, and we. You know, everybody's, you know, most people watched it anyway. But I feel like it would have been kind of like a straight to DVD type deal. And I heard they're doing another 2 movies. It's going to be like a trilogy. And overall, the first movie, it gets 2.5 rocks for me. You know, for me personally, 2.5 out of 5. I'm not going to watch it again. I am going to watch the other 2 movies, you know, so I don't know.
Other 2 movies?
Yeah, you didn't hear what you're not even listening.
No.
You're not even listening.
What do you mean? No.
No, you're going to listen. You can listen back on the audio now.
Other 2 movies. No.
I'm not backing up. I ain't backing up.
No, I heard what you said earlier, but other 2 movies? Why?
Why? What do you mean why? Because it's a trilogy. What do you mean?
It's a trilogy. I mean, yeah, but like.
You know what trilogy means, right?
3.
Yeah, that's right. So that would mean they got 1 down. They would need to do other 2 movies.
Yes, but trilogy on Mortal. Why is it a trilogy? Is there a trilogy?
It's a lot of story to tell, apparently. Okay. Yeah. So So
that's kind of weird, bro.
Anyway, okay. Yeah. So like I said, 2.5 rocks. Maybe, oh,
by
maybe,
the way, I was not listening before.
Yeah, I know you weren't. So maybe it'll progress as it, it keep getting better each movie or something, you know. I don't know. It don't really matter. I'll be there watching anyway, so it don't matter.
I don't know why. Why you watched it. I know why you watched it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I watched it because I can get on here and talk about it. And also, I like Mortal Kombat, you know. I mean, I don't play the games as much anymore, but I
as
do like it.
As a grown,
you know?
Adult of age 50?
Yeah, age 50, yeah. I don't play, no, Mortal Kombat's like that, but anyways.
Don't roll my ears.
All right, moving on, M. M, this next story here I saw.
I thought you were going to say
get
something
your,
else.
No, I want to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
So, Wolf Finhard? Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, what about
That's
him?
That's his name?
Yeah, what about him?
All right. He had an interview or something, or they caught him talking or something. And he said, we might not see Stranger Things until 2022. Your thoughts? I mean, that's next year. I mean, were you thinking it was going to come out this year? Like a new season? Or he looks so depressed. I mean, are you speechless right now, Em? I mean, what's wrong?
That's not fair.
It's not fair that we won't see it?
No. Were you anxious? First off,
were you anxious to see Finn
shorts? Or? I thought it was going to be delayed because of COVID.
Yeah.
But obviously.
I hope they put him in some pants this year. I'm sure it's like
yeah. But, of course, I know Finn Wolfhard. Yes. I know it was going to be delayed, but I didn't know it was going to be that delayed. I mean, it's next year. It's not that bad, but still, like, I'm talking very fast. It's next year. That's not that bad, but I mean, I'm a little bit, like, sad.
Disappointed.
Disappointed that it won't be out this year. But I rather quality over quantity. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Especially if it might be the last season.
What? It's going to be the last season? Really?
I think it might be.
Really?
If I'm right.
Huh. What is this? 4 or 5?
Yeah.
4?
5.
5, huh? Yeah, 5.
5. And they said 5 might be the last one, so... Yeah. Huh.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't think about Stranger Things this year until I read this. And then I was like, oh, that's right. It has been. It's been a while since I've seen Stranger Things. So, I guess one more year. COVID. I mean, everybody's having these same pushbacks on everything. Video games, movies, TV shows. So, I mean, I guess it's to be expected, you know? I mean, can't really do nothing about it. We wait, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And if it's going to come, I'd rather it not come out in the, like... Let's say if it were to come out tomorrow and it's like, it's really like bad, really, really bad. Yeah. Like everyone hates it. Everyone agrees that it was
because
all.
Because they rushed it.
Because they rushed it.
And tried to get it done. Didn't wait for the location they needed.
Okay, pretend it was Mean Girls 2.
That's actually a movie, I think.
Yeah, Mean Girls 2.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Horrible. No one believes. No one can convince me it's a good movie. Yeah, you got Mean Girls 2.
How did we get on Mean Girls 2 again? Are you comparing
if they would have took a while? It was short. It was short production. Like
oh, okay.
Like it
saying.
Was yeah.
Okay.
And it was horrible. So I would rather it be long and be Mean Girls 1 than Mean Girls 2. That was an awesome analogy.
I think all that noise you just heard was her dropping the mic.
Yeah, that was me dropping the mic, dude.
All right, I got you. So you hear that, Finn Wolfhard? Don't be Mean Girls too.
Don't be. That was anyways. Awesome analogy.
Anyways, okay, on to the next one. Okay, now this one here. Look, you got to help me out with this. Roblox will use content ratings to limit access to sexual content. I got so many questions right
here.
Wait,
what?
So many questions. I'll read it one more time if you did not hear
me. Yeah,
wait. Roblox will use content ratings to limit access to sexual content. I was so disturbed when I heard this. My kids play Roblox. You know, everybody. I mean, all the little kids. All your brothers and sisters, they play Roblox. I had no idea you can access sexual content in Roblox. Like, what?
Yeah, did you know? Oh, I think that was a really big problem when I was playing it, because...
Like, I thought this was like, what is this?
Back in, like, I
What is it, like, blocky boobs or something? What are we looking at?
Apparently, people were recreating, like, sex.
What? In Roblox?
Yeah.
Do I need to stop the kids from playing Roblox?
No, I don't think that it was that big of a problem, and, but okay. It was a problem.
And here's my second thing, right? You said they had this problem when you were little. Why are we just now getting this week?
Like, yeah, it was more of a... I think it was less of a problem now and even more. As
like the way the way this read was like, yeah, oh yeah, we'll wear all this sexual content, but don't worry, we'll fix it. Roblox been out for like 10 years. Like, what are we doing? Like, I don't even get this.
Yeah, I don't really know how to respond to that, because, yeah, obviously it's going to have... Okay, let's think about it. Everything. You have definitely everything gets sexualized nowadays.
Roblox? Or every Minecraft.
Minecraft, definitely.
What?
Definitely. There are so many videos of Minecraft getting sexualized.
Oh my god, where are we going? We're going to hell. We're all going to hell.
Where Minecraft gets sexualized, Roblox gets sexualized. Turn off your phone. Fortnite gets sexualized sometimes.
Yeah, I can get Fortnite, but
Roblox? It's actually not a, yes. It's a game where you can create games.
That's true, man. Oof, but why are they just now addressing this?
They're not just now addressing it.
This story came out this week. Like, this is saying this week they're just now going to start using content ratings. That means before they weren't using content ratings.
I think they didn't find a solution to the problem before.
Content ratings aren't that hard. They've been around a very, very long time. Yeah, R, rated MA, that's been around a while.
Yeah, but there shouldn't be anything like that on that app. You shouldn't be able to rate your thing MA, because nothing should be there should be MA.
So Roblox don't review, like, the games that get submitted to Roblox? They just let everything through?
To be honest, you can just play.
They have no kind of, like...
No, your thing
I mean, like, people make their game, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to upload it to Roblox, right?
No, you don't have to upload it. It's already on there.
So you make your game in Roblox. So Roblox don't have, like, moderators or nothing?
I'm pretty sure it does, but I don't know much about Roblox. But if I were to say, I'm sure it does have moderators, but when a game gets... There's different sections of the thing. And there are different sections of the thing. And... Like, if a game gets popular and it's inappropriate, I'm sure they're going to take it down. It's their app.
You're thinking, like, all the smaller games are, like, just slipping through the cracks here.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, I feel you. Okay, I don't know. That one just, like, wait, what? I had to double take on that4story because I was like, sexualizing Roblox? Like, but I guess you're right.
Everything nowadays you can sexualize.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
You could sexualize. They sexualize Toy Story. Tim and Moby get sexualized.
So disturbing. Okay, all right, moving on. Now here's one right here I want to ask you. Resident Evil 8 is coming out in a month or so. Yes, everybody fell in love with the tall lady.
Of course they did. She's hot.
It's just weird.
The reason I said step on me actually is because I saw a tweet with someone saying step on me. Insert name here.
Just the internet is just internet just makes you feel
Resident
dirty.
Evil is a horror game and it gets sexualized. I mean,
sometimes I just scroll, like, you know, Twitter or Instagram, and I gotta go take a shower.
Twitter, yeah. Twitter.
Like, I just be like, ugh, I'm not even dirty, but just I gotta go wash that off, whatever that was. But okay, so anyways, it's coming out. So my question to you is, they had another demo. It was like some weird 8-hour demo where you only had 8 hours to play it or whatever. Of course I missed that, because I mean, you know, come on now, you know, a time demo is not exactly
with people compatible normal with my people li- yeah. with 8-hour
yeah compatible with my lifestyle, you know. So I missed that demo, but you know, I'm hearing really good things about it and everything, and you know my experiences with Biohazard, you know, Resident Evil 7.
You didn't even get through it. We should go play that after this.
I literally got to some stairs and heard noise down, and I was like, nope. And I cut the game off. I was like, I'm done. You know, cut the game off. So do you think that I should play Resident Evil 8. Like, should I buy this game and play it?
Yes.
Of course, I'll give a review on it and everything. Being that I did not finish 7, and I'm not going to finish 7.
Why not?
I'll go watch a YouTube video on it.
I think you should stream 7, and that should be our content. Because there's a lot of people wanting to see new views. I'm pretty sure a 50-year-old guy playing with heart problems, playing...
Jesus, I just get older, and now I got heart problems.
50-year-old guy playing with heart
Take two. We're going to get... hey, everybody, check out Audio Audi Podcast and Scream. I heard there's an old guy who might die on there. Live on Twitch. That's not how I want to get views. I'll pass. That's not the route I want to take.
I'm so sorry.
People tuning in.
He doesn't actually have heart problems.
They hurry up. The people in the chat, hey, hurry up and drop dead already.
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? Oh, man. Oh, anyways. Okay. So, I don't know. I really want to play the game, but like, I just know with 7, you know how it was with 7, man. I just got, you know, and I'm not even like a scary person, but that game's creepy. It's just creepy. 7 is just creepy, creepy, creepy. So, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I'll probably end up buying it. And I probably won't play it.
I think, okay, if you finish Resident Evil 7, I will give you, I'll let you do, I won't even touch the control pad.
Oh, really? No, you're not touching the control pad anyway. That's not even a deal. You're not even touching anyway. I don't know. But yeah, I just want to run that by you real quick. It's coming out. They did the demo this week. I'm hearing good things about the game. And I did play the Maiden demo. They had the Maiden demo. Which I like that. It was really good. I didn't get too scared off of that one.
Resident Evil?
Yeah, it was like a little short demo they put out called Maiden.
Resident Evil is one of the scariest games out there. No one convinced me otherwise.
Yeah.
It's not. It deals none with horror them, in and a different know, way.
None of them scared me. Like really, like not even like scare me, but just Biohazard was just creepy, man. Like,
Biohazard.
He's just in his house and then his dude, and like, it's all these dirty dishes and look like nobody lived there for a while. You don't know what's going on.
It deals with horror in a different way. And that's what hits very hard.
And then what really gets you is, you know, this guy, he's just looking for his wife, and it's like,
Mia.
It's like some kind of, yeah, some kind of weird love story in there. And, you know, I don't know.
Love story.
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing, so I don't know how it ends or what. Well, yeah, love story. I mean, he's missing his wife after all these years, and he goes to his creepy old house to get her.
Love story? That's not a love story. That's a set rescue. That's a rescue.
He had to love 3 years. He could have been like, okay, remarried and moved on, you know?
I mean, there's some people like it after their significant other dies, like, completely. Get married a few weeks after. That's from history class.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a little story. All right. So before we wrap up, I got a couple quickie news.
Oh, it's already that time?
It's close. Got a couple.
I guess we won't be able to discuss Genshin Impact today.
No, I'm going to get to what you're watching and playing. Okay, let's go. What you've been watching, what you've been playing, and then I'll do the quickie news. Go.
Genshin Impact.
All right. What about Genshin Impact?
Okay, so it's about this girl or guy, girl, whatever you.
You learned that in that hour and a half movie they make you watch before you play the game. That movie long. Like, what? I just want to play.
Fighting. You're fighting this demon. Demon takes your brother or sister, and you're basically set up to collect all these powers. That's basically all I've gotten to in the game. That's it.
Really, that's
it? Yeah, I'm be honest. And, I only have 2 minutes in the game.
Really? I thought you had this deep dive in it or whatever. And she's like, yeah, that's it. I'm done. What you been? Well, I know you've been watching. You kind of did that with your anime. Yeah. You've been watching anime?
We might need to rearrange segments.
Yeah, we will work on all that. Yes. But you, anything outside of anime you've been watching, or that's
outside
mainly
anime?
It?
What's outside of anime?
Good Girls?
Stop. I finished Good Girls. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wee-oo.
Yeah, you have stated that like 3 times. You finished Good Girls.
Yes, I finished Good Girls because I'm so proud of myself for finishing it. It's so good.
All right. So what I've been watching.
Haven't watched Good Girls.
Shameless. What I've been watching, what I've been playing.
No one asked.
I have been playing.
You just gonna ignore me?
Yeah, I'm gonna ignore you. I've been playing, what have I been playing? Oh, I played MLB The Show. Actually, me and my wife played MLB The Show. She actually played with me. That was kind of that was kind of fun. We played a round of baseball. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I played baseball. You know what? Fan. I started. What's that game? Hell. It's on Game Pass. Hell. What is the name of that game, Em? You know what I'm talking about.
What?
I was showing it to you earlier, Hellraiser? I think. No, not Hellraiser. I'm drawing a complete blank right now, people. Hell something. It's on Game Pass. I don't know how I missed this game. I've heard of the game plenty of times, but Hellblade. Yeah, I started Hellblade. And I started playing the other night. I was laying in bed. I was on the, started playing it on the cloud. And I don't know how I missed this. Like, I kind of like the game. And I don't know. I just kind of glossed right over it. I don't know. It seems like a very short story, maybe. I'm only maybe, I don't know, maybe an hour into it, maybe. But I think I might go ahead and, might go ahead and beat that. Might go ahead and finish that. So I've been playing that. Haven't been on Outriders much this week. I think that's kind of passing for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But as soon as I get my friend, like, as soon as my friend.
When your friend gets in to get you all the good stuff to loot, and then
whenever
you get back in.
Whenever my friend carries me.
Yeah. Then like I said before, maybe find somebody to play with, I'll get back in. But I really wasn't into it this week. What else I've been doing? Oh, I've been playing Control on my PC. That's been fun. That's been pretty cool. And I downloaded Fallout 4. I might go ahead and try that out on the PC and actually try to finish the game this time, because I started that game I don't know how many times and just never finish it. But yeah, that's it. And what I've been watching them, Akadama Drive. We talked about that. I watched that anime.
Akudama Drive.
And yeah, that pretty much was the week right there as far as anything new I've been watching. You know, I watch my regular stuff, but anything new I've been watching. And my wife has started to watch Game of Thrones, and I've been kind of in and out watching with her, filling in on backstory and whatnot. So that's been pretty cool. And man, Game of Thrones was just awesome. I forgot how good that show was. Doing this rewatch, and I might just sit down and rewatch it by myself again, because man, it's so much stuff happened. I know the last couple seasons were kind of womp womp, but man, it started off, like the first 5 years of that show was just, man, it was awesome. And just stuff that happens, and I'm excited for her because like she's not familiar. It's like, oh, this is brand new to her experiencing it. So it's like really, really cool. So yeah, so that's about it for that, what I've been watching and what I've been playing. Before we get out of here, I want to go over a couple quick story notes that was in the news this week. Discord has stopped talks with Microsoft about Microsoft were talking about purchasing Discord. Those talks have been stopped, so looks like that's not gonna happen. Which I thought that would have been pretty cool, but whatever. And Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman in the Flash movie from reports. That's pretty awesome, because that was the Batman I grew up on as far as movie-wise. I liked Michael Keaton for that was the first two movies. It was Michael Keaton, and, he was Batman. And I'm glad to see him come back and reprise that role. That's going to be fun. And here's one I want your opinion on, Em. I mean, I know what you're going to say, but Pixar is holding auditions for their first transgender character.
Ooh.
I know. Holding That's kind of cool. That's
what
really
do you
cool.
Mean? Like an actual.
Yeah, they're holding auditions. They're looking for somebody. They're looking for an authentic teenage transgender to voice the character.
Oh,
and I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I don't know. What do you think I was going to say?
No, I knew about you gonna say that. It's pretty cool. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, that's absolutely
Yeah, that's cool.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I read that this week and I thought that was pretty cool, and I just wanted to bring it up. And it's good that we're getting that type of inclusion going on in major media now. I really like that. Oh well, that wraps it up for us here. Thank you for listening. This has been Audio Oddity. You can find us across all platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast. And yeah, that's about it. And also, like I said, don't forget to check out us on Backlick Cinema Podcast. We're a guest on there this week. Yep, that's it. Any closing remarks?
Here we go. So don't forget to support my father with heart problems.
I'll be screaming on Twitch later.
That is a joke. That's a joke. He does not have heart problems.
Have a nurse. You have like a nurse standing in the room while I play.
We joke all about right, it, but people are gonna get an email later and be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
You know, yeah. Start a GoFundMe. All right, thanks everybody. Goodbye.
50-year-old. Bye.